Welcome to Pickett County High School Basketball. Ralph Bray, Delane Hill-Gross, and J-Man Johnny Sales himself bring you the action tonight for HRN Cable Channel 10 and to be rebroadcast tomorrow at or about 12:30 on WANY 100.9 Stereo FM, broadcasting from their studio in Albany, Kentucky. What else can I tell you? Well, we're here at Cookeville High School. What a huge and beautiful facility they have. And as we drove in, we saw all the, we saw the football stadium. We saw the baseball field. And they really have a splendid facility here. I can't think of anything else they need that they don't have. But that's my opinion, but probably a lot of others. But at any rate, our Lady Bobcats are going to tip it off here in a few minutes against the Lady Cavaliers, Cookeville. And those Lady Cavaliers have a 14-9 record overall. They're 4-3 in their AAA district, by the way. AAA, 2,300 students, Delane, I think we were told.
2,300.
Which is huge. Larger than some of the smaller colleges, as a matter of fact. But at any rate, what a campus they have here. We're sitting here in the main gymnasium for these games, and behind the bleachers both ways are two other gymnasiums, so that is give you a hint. But at any rate, I did make note that the Lady Cavaliers, in terms of common opponents to our Lady Bobcats, lost to Jackson County twice, but they did beat Clark Range. But we know Clark Range is not up to strength this year in as much as they have been in the past. So that's my initial take. What about you, Delane?
Sorry, I was in my own zone there. I'm actually thinking about what Janet said in the car coming up here, that these were too hot. I'm sitting here burning up.
I need a jacket.
I agree. Talking about our team, I don't think the Lady Bobcats are going to struggle any tonight. I think they're going to come out with a win for sure tonight. I think the boys' game is going to be really, really good close game.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far into the boys at the moment. The boys have overall record of 18 wins and 6 losses, which is a little bit better than our Bobcats. And what are we now, 14-7?
Yes.
Something of that area.
Yeah.
And the Cavaliers overall in the district, they're 5-2. So, yeah, I would agree with that comment. I think the only thing that is a little bit of concern for the Lady Bobcats is the Lady Cavaliers, they are a AAA team in terms of size, and they've won 14 games already. So, but that's about all I can say. If you look at the comparable scores, like I said, they dropped 2 to Jackson County, and they did beat Clark Range. But right now, I think that clock won't run down. Time to pay our bills again. So, folks, get that favorite toddy. Make a last-minute pit stop and get in that recliner or on that soft couch, and we'll be back to bring you the action. Delane can hardly wait. She's ready to go.
Ready.
All right, folks. We'll be right back.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back here, folks, to Cookeville High School. Ralph Ray, Delaney O'Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells. You just made a funny off the air, and I'm glad it was off the air. You know, if we couldn't shut off, Robert didn't play those ads for us to pay our bills.
You wouldn't have a job.
We might end up having three hots and a cot.
It'd be either that or they would find us live. They would find us a spot live somewhere where we could go live, where they could hear it right spontaneously. Right
oh,
there.
I know. Well, maybe we should get an agent. Maybe we could do that.
We need an agent. You hearing us, folks? We need an agent.
Yeah. At any rate, actually, you remember back in the days of Johnny Cox, and what was that station? WSBI or something like that. He really wanted to open an office in Bridgetown, and that would have been a full-time gig, but I had a great wife, Paul, and I didn't want to be away from her all the time. So, at any rate, now you know more than you wanted to know, and Johnny, how about some rock?
Okay, well, the Lady Cavaliers, you have number 10, that's Megan Whitson, number 11, Sydney B, number 13, Megan Smith, number 20, Tanya Gwynn. Number 21, Heidi Smith. Number 22, Cleo Grace Savage. Number 32, Riley Masters. Number 55, Courtney Savage. Number 44, T. Gwynn. Number 12, Madison Gunner. And number 1, Caitlin Benton. How y'all pronouncing that number 4 right there? Is that Tyra?
We're not. What? You are.
44, it's a Ty Gwynn.
Ty Gwynn.
Tyra.
She's still a Gwynn anyway. Okay.
I think I prefer Tia.
Tia. That's it, Tia.
That's kind of close to what I said at the beginning. The starting five for the Lady Cavaliers. Number 10, the Megan Whitson. Number 11, Sydney Beam. Number 20, Tanya Gwynn. Number 21, Heidi Smith. And number 55, Courtney Savage. For your Pitt County Lady Bobcast, the entire roster, you have number 3, Cassidy Giesling. Number 15, Tyra Johnson. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 24, Lana Bibry. Number 22, Andrea Fady. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 11, Jana Thurl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. And 00, Big Mac, Tristan McClellan. The starting five, your Pitt County Lady Bobcats will be number 00, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 11, Jana Thurl. And number 24, Lana Bibry, the coach with Brent Smith. And assisted by Kayla Gibson.
Thank you, J-Man. You know, reflecting on the game we had the other night, where we ended up beating our opponent, whoever it was, I'll get that in a second. You got it on your end of your Clay County. I thought that Tristan McClellan, Big Mac, had him off night.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
She was double figures, 12, 14 points, but it was still an off night. And I also thought that Jana Farrell
was on fire.
She was on fire, and I think she scored 28 or so, Johnny.
32.
32.
Well, okay.
You know, talking about the Big Mac Tristan McClellan there, even though she was not on, she still was in double figures. That just goes to show you the talent that she has.
That's exactly right.
And, Ralph, if you remember, that's the game that we had all the fouls, you know.
Oh, don't make me remember that. That was terrible. How many was it? You remember how many there was?
You have, Elaine, you had them down there.
I've got them down. Yeah, we had
60, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, it was up there.
We couldn't run from one end to the other without those zebras blowing a whistle.
We actually, it's against Clay County, right?
Yes.
Okay, 81-64 was the score. In the first half, we had 16 fouls on us. In the second, we only got 6 in the second. So we had a total of 22. They had a total of 23 fouls.
So that's 45 personals called.
That's quite a bit.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We had Gracie Martin had the, she actually was fouled at that. Well, she ended up with 4 fouls, but got a technical called on her. And they had 3 players fouled out.
Yeah, so, as it turned out, it wasn't a lopsided whistleblowing, although at times it seemed as if it was going to be that way. Both teams had, as Delaine said, 22 or 23 personals. And you don't have too many players to spread those over. Almost 5 players. But at any rate, Lady Bobcats pulled that out by 17 points in the end. And I went home and looked up the first game score, and I think it was 29 points on Clay's home floor, which I hardly explained that to my older brother John, who was there watching the game for the first time, that we were surprised the game was that close. And we were.
Yeah. Well, you know, Clay County just, they came out more of a vengeance. I think, you know, they were there to try to win the game, and we didn't see that down there when it was the third place, but they came out strong on up at ours.
They pushed the ball up quite well, and in many cases broke that pressing defense, which is unusual. But at any rate, that clock's winding down, so let's go away, and we'll be right back.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Well, welcome back, folks. We just had a great national anthem, unrecorded, sung by a young lady. I think it was. Delaney, what are you thinking?
I don't think there's going to be much closeness on this girl game. It may start out a little close, but I think the Lady Bobcats are going to come away with it.
Well, if we can hit our normal percentage of shots, we ought to bust it out. But, there's no guarantee. I think this floor is 94 feet, though. Standard length. We've got our side filled with fans, not too many on the other side.
They've already introduced the Lady Bobcats starting five. They're introducing the starting five for Lady Cavaliers. Almost game time, folks. The tip-off here in just a matter of seconds.
She looks like a hard girl to block out. All right, Delane, you're on your own.
All righty. We know we're going to have our Jana Farrell jumping up against, I'm assuming, number 55, Courtney Savage. How do you pronounce that number 20's last name?
Yeah.
Gwen. Gwen. Gwen.
Right.
You know, like Tony?
Yeah. All right, folks, here we go with the tip-off. Ball's going up. Goes to the Lady Cavaliers. Gwen's going to have him bring across top of the key. She's going to hand it to Bean. Bean's going to take it. Well, it looks like they're setting up a face. She passes back over to Gwen on the right side. She's trying to penetrate down underneath.
She got some pretty good quick movements.
Falls fast over to Smith. Smith passes inside to Savage. Savage gets it back out to Gwen. She shoots a three. Nothing there. Rebound to Jana Farrell.
We kind of asked her to shoot that three.
Brooke's got to go over on the left side up top. She passes back to Pritchett up top to Key. She's going to get it to Big Matt McClellan. She's going to set it up. Penetrates down on the right. She's going to take it all the way to the goal. Underneath. Miss. Not lost power there. Rebound to Gwen. She's going to run it down. They're going to call a hand check on Courtney Pritchett.
Didn't need to call that there, Ty Dome.
That's going to be the first team foul and the first foul on Pritchett.
7:04 remaining. No score. 5 seconds.
That's it. 5 seconds.
Good defense.
Big Matt McClellan's going to push it down, get it down to Pearl. Pearl's going to penetrate inside, turn, shoot. Ooh. Oh, shot a little too hard. That's going to be rebounded by Winston. Winston throws it down to Smith. Lady Broadcast has picked up. Pass for court. Get it to Winston. Winston's going to get it taken away down to Bean. She keeps a three. You'll be there.
Cavaliers coached by Mindy Odom.
Ball over to Buck. Buck gets it to Pritchett on the left side. Gets it back to McCollum. She's going to bring it back up top and set it up. Passes down to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it to Mirabee. Remember, gets it over to McCollum on the left side. Gets it up top to Buck.
Abby almost pulled the trigger there.
She wanted it real bad. Tries to pass inside the cricket, but it's knocked away by Winston. Winston gets it down to Gwen. She runs it down. I think she took a walk and a skip on that extra. It's going to be rebounded by Winston. Winston gets it out to Bean. She shoots a little jumper inside. Winston's rebound cricket.
We lucked out on that.
McClellan's going to drive it. Try to drive it on baseline.
Don't force it in.
She's stopped. Earl tries to throw it inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by Smith.
Come on, girls.
Earl inbounds it to McClellan.
Get your game together. North Pritchard's getting pushed and shoved.
McClellan gets it over to Mimber. Mimber gets it back up top to Earl. Earl takes it inside. Shoot.
Oh.
Nothing there. Knocked out of bounds by McClellan. It's going to go to the Lady Cavaliers.
Well, we played over 2.5 minutes, and we haven't hit one yet. Cavaliers get it across the mid-strike quickly. And then
Winston
drops
down inside, too. In
it.
There.
And that'll make it 5-0, and we haven't scored.
Big Mac takes it all the way down. Now she scores.
Finally. 5-2.
There's a long pass down to Smith. Smith's going to take it down pass underneath. She's savage, and she scores on the left side.
She stutter step.
Pass down to McClellan. She's going to shoot a three. She misses. It's going to be rebounded by Savage. Savage gets it down to Gwen. Gwen gets it up to Winston. Winston gets it down.
Pritchett got pushed all the way out of bounds.
All the way down to Smith. She shoots a three-pointer. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Cavaliers. She's going to go back to your Lady Bobcat.
7-2, 4:39. We haven't played like a top-ranked team here.
You know, I've noticed we've been starting out kind of slow the last few games, and they picked it up pretty quick. Nick Knack gets it over to Pritchett. Chris is going to take it down, hands it off to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three. Not there. There's going to be a foul called away from the ball on number 55, Savage. That's going to be her first.
That's the first team foul, and both teams now have one. 4:23 remaining.
Ball passed inside the free, and she tries to shoot. No, she tries to shoot again. No foul called. Savage gets the rebound. They call it a jump ball, and it's going to spill back to your Lady Bobcats.
Abby Buck tied her up. 4:15 remaining.
Big Mac gets it down top of the key. Pinch right down on the left side. Out of bounds on her foot.
Well, I suppose there are times when you got to suffer through a game like this, but so far, doesn't make me very pleased.
Ball's passed all the way down to Smith. Smith's going to drive in, goes up against Milbury, and she stays strong. Ball's lost. McClellan gets it down to Furl, who's wide open. But Gwen runs down and falls, and the shot goes in.
That should be an old-fashioned three, I think.
Yes, count that basket. Goes against number 20, Gwen, and Furl's up the line to shoot one.
7-4. And she'll be at the line for one charity only.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'll cut it to 2. 7-5.
30-54.
Changes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Ball passed all the way up to Bean. Bean's going to drive it down. Pass underneath to Savage. Savage goes in and shoots. You know, she gets that ball right there underneath. She's almost unstoppable.
Yeah. She's a tall girl.
Yes. Ball up top to Bridget. Bridget's going to take it down, gets it back out to Buck. Buck's going to drive in, gets it back to Milbury up top, down in the corner to Bridget. Bridget passes inside to Furl. Furl gets it up top to Milbury. Milbury's open for three. Count it! Took it for Alinda!
And that'll make it 9-8. We're still down by one, and they're breaking our zone.
Gwen's run down, all the way down, and shoots, and nothing there. Ball's almost out of bounds. She throws it back to Smith, saves it, three-pointer.
They'll make it 12-8.
Ball passed all the way back down to Milbury again. She's going to shoot another one. This time she misses. Rebound's coming to Gwen. Gwen's going to push it down. Ball passed all the way down to Bean. She's going to shoot a three in there.
Uh-oh. 15-8 now.
Bridget's got the ball. Pass up top to Buck. Buck hands it to Big Mac. McClellan's got it passed inside to Bridget. Almost stripped away. She still goes up strong. Oh, she's falling. It's going to roll in. I tell you, stay tough. Got the basket, and that goes again. Number 10, Winston, her first. So Pritchett's at the line to shoot an old-fashioned three.
15-10, we're still down by five. And they've been breaking our defense pretty good.
Shot up, missed by Pritchett. Savage gets the rebound, knocks Furl to the ground. Nothing costs. Gwen gets it down to Bean. She's going to shoot another three. This time it's off. Ball's run down in the corner. Oh, Pritchett's knocked out of bounds while she's throwing the ball, and it's going to stay with the Lady Cavaliers. 2:18 left in the first.
It would appear to be a push.
Ball inbounded to Gwen. Gwen's going to take it along the
baseline.
She shoots. That's enough. Passed out to Bean for another three. Enough. She's hit three, Johnny.
Yes.
Hit three.
She's hit two of them on rebounds they should not have had.
Buck gets the ball all the way over to Pritchett on the left side. Pritchett gets it back up top to Furl. Furl takes it down in the corner to Buck. Buck up top to Big Mac McCullum. 1:40 left in the first.
Coach Smith up yelling at his quintet.
Pass underneath the ball, open!
Beautiful pass by Big Mac to Jaina. It's 18-12.
Ball pass all the way to Savage. Bilbury gets it. Got two players behind him. Pritchett's running it down. Pritchett takes it all the way under. Get out. She passes out to McClellan down in the corner to Buck for three. Too hard. Rebound goes to Gwen.
And Abby fouled to her. She started up the floor with that rebound. It's 18-12 now.
It's going to be Buck's first.
hammock in there.
I mean, it's 10 left in the first quarter. Your Lady Bobcats are down 12-18. Ball inbound into Smith. Smith's double team. She has to throw the ball out of bounds on foul.
.107 remains in the first.
Get the ball back into Gwen. She took an extra step. Smith's going to take it down. She has to pull it up. She runs into Pritchett. Ball pass to Winton.
Almost
taken away by Farrell. Winton takes it down, pulls up a little jumper right inside the hot spot. It's in there.
20-12.
McClellan's going to run it straight down. She's going to shoot, and she's going to be fouled by, I do believe, number 11, Beam. No, they're going to call that on Gwen. That's her second. McClellan's going to go to line to shoot, too.
Well, Gwen's a good ball player, too, let me tell you.
First shot up, good.
20-13. We need to get some turkeys, some threes here. Have we had any, Johnny?
Lana Bibbers.
Oh, right.
We've got Gracie Martins coming in for Pritchett.
20-14 now, 43 seconds in the remaining in the first.
Ball passed in, they're throwing it long to Gwen. Oh, they're going to call a foul either on Martin or
Abby, I think.
Yep, on Abby. That's going to be her second.
13 foul on the Lady Bobcats, 4 on the Lady Cavaliers. And we're down to 38 seconds remaining in the first.
Green gets it over to Smith. Smith passes up top to Whitson. Whitson drives right in. She lays it in.
That was bad defense.
That's very bad.
22-14.
Big Mac's going to take it down for the last shot.
I'd like to see him get a 3 out of this. All right.
Tripped away. Coming away with it's going to be Bean. Bean's going to shoot a long 3. Don't miss.
Oh.
At the end of the first, your Lady Bobcats 14, your Lady Cavaliers 22.
Well, we need to get it here, and I'm sure we will, but we need to do a little better play on defense. But we'll be right back with second quarter action. So don't dare to look.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Well, welcome back, folks. We're ready for second quarter action, and Cookville will end on it.
Here we go with the ball. Smith got it.
Watch your feet. You're going to go back over.
Ooh, she gets it down to Winston. Winston scored.
Nobody flooded her.
And she's fouled again by Abby Buck. She's going to sit down. That's 3 on Abby.
And Hammock is in for Abby. we need having in there to hit those turkeys. Well, we're down by a grand total of 10, and we're only 10 seconds into the second quarter.
Saw that by Winston. She misses. Rebound coming away with it to Lana Bibry. Pass underneath.
They're getting back.
Tried to get it to Furl, but Mibb knocks it out of bounds. The Cavaliers are.
They're getting back, and we're not. Put it in.
Ball inbounded to Frenchie underneath the goal. She's going to drive in, shoot. Nothing called again. Going to be rebounded by Winston. Oh, Big Matt McClellan steals it and lays it in. There we go. Ball passed all the way down to Smith. Smith's going to pull up.
Nobody back.
She gets it to Meehan. Meehan gets it over to Gwynn. Gwynn's got it over on the right side. Passes over on the left to Meehan. Meehan passes inside to Winston. Winston's going to pin it straight down, raise it back up. Gets it back to Gwynn. Oh, pass inside, too. That would be the number 32, Masters, and she shoots the scores.
We were absolutely asleep on that.
Pass to Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it to Furl. Furl's going to pin it straight down. Pass back up to Bilbrey over to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it back up top to McClellan. Back to Pritchett. It's going to be a kick ball on Beans.
I don't know why we insist on forcing the ball.
Pearl's going to sit down, and Gracie Martin's back in.
Well, you know, Jane is the one that got taken on that layup back then.
Pass in to Milburn. Milburn gets it over to Hammett. Hammett gets it up top to McClellan. Gets it to Pritchett. Pritchett takes it down, penetrates inside.
Don't walk.
Turn and shoot. She was open and she went around her. Hammett gets a 3-point shot, nothing. Bilbrey gets the rebound, shoots it in.
Down to 8, 26-18, 6:20 to go in the second.
Bing lines it all the way down to Gwynn, pass underneath to Master, lays it in again.
I don't know.
The press isn't working. They need to do a man to man press and just get a land back. Oh, McClellan inches back, drives it right down and shoots it in. Gwynn.
What's the whistle about?
They just called a hand check on Bridget. Sir, I do not like him at all. That's no second.
Five team fouls. Uncle D. Buckets, Cisco girls had 4.
Oh, ball throwed in to Gwynn. McClellan almost gets it, but Gwynn comes away with it, takes it down and shoots. And on that, Gwynn pushes McClellan to the ground.
I don't know why Bilby didn't come out and beat that ball. She might have intercepted it. 30-20, we're down by 10.
Milbury's got the ball, gets it back to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Martin.
Ready to pull the trigger.
McClellan's going to set it up. 5:30 left in the second. She gets it back to Martin. Martin gets it back to McClellan. She's going to shoot a 3. Rebound Masters. Going to be a jump ball. Martin comes away with it. Masters is about a foot taller than Martin.
We'll get possession on the arrow.
Ethan's coming in for Pritchett. We've got 3 of her starters sitting down right now. Half inside to Giesling, and she goes up to shoot, and she's going to be fouled.
So that'll even up the personal. It's 5-5.
That goes against number 11, being her first. Giesling's at the line to shoot, too. First shot up, good. Second shot. This is it. Rebound with it is Alana Bilbrey. Passes back to Giesling. She shoots nothing. Hammocks her. Nothing. Giesling fought for it. Gwynn comes away with it. Gwynn's running it down. Almost stolen away by McClellan. Pass down in the corner to Smith. She gets it back up top to Winston for a 3. No. Hammett comes away with it. Hammett gets it to Martin. Martin almost loses control.
We did lose it.
Smith comes away with it. Gets it up top to Winston. Winston gets it to Gwynn. 4:40 left in the second quarter. Pass over to Meehan. Meehan passes into Winston. which can get it over to Smith. Smith shoots a three. Nope, 2-1. Going to be out on Giesler.
I don't know.
He's
going
to take Giesler out and put Farrell in.
Yeah, well, she should have had that ball. You just can't do that because you lose a whole host of chances to put the ball in the hoop. Five.
Good.
That's twice.
Really good defense.
Twice in this game, 5 second violation.
Cavaliers has called a 30 second timeout, 4:28 left in the second. To Lady Bobcats down 21, Lady Cavaliers 30.
Well, Johnny, J-Man, what's up?
You know, I don't think I've ever saw the Lady Bobcats come out on a game like this one. They're playing very sluggish. They're not getting back. They're not hustling up and down the floor like we're accustomed to them playing. They're not getting the rebounds new on the offense. They're not getting rebounds. This Lady Cavaliers team is quick up and down the floor. We may have run into something here tonight.
Well, this little guard they have out there, Tanya again, she's impressed me.
She's a really good ball handler, but now she's shot down here 5, 6, 7 times and not hit one.
Her
shooting's not that good, but her dribbling and handling the ball is exceptional.
She's great at that.
Yeah. Nick Mack's got the ball up top. Passes over to Hammock. Hammock takes it in, gets it back up to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive it in backwards. Gets it back up top to McClellan. McClellan gets it in the corner to Bibry, up top to Hammock. Hammock hands it to Martin. Martin takes it in. All the way in. Oh, rolls around and misses. Rebound Gwynn. Gwynn comes out with it. All the way down. McClellan almost steals it. Knocks it out of bounds.
3:52 remaining. 30-21 to score. Lady Bobcats on the short end. One of the few times this season.
Gwynn passes it long into Winston. Winston gets it down in the corner to Bean for a three. Nope, too hard. Rebound McClellan. McClellan's going to push it down. Cavaliers have got their back to him. Gets it to Hammock. Hammock gets it all the way across to Bibber down in the corner to McClellan. McClellan brings it up top. Gracie Martin got it. Gets to Hammock. Back to Martin. McClellan's going to set it up. Keep it to Hammock. Hammock passes inside to Pearl. Pearl's going to turn in there.
Off the glass. Nice move by Jana. 30-23. 3 minutes now remaining.
Bean's got the ball. She's going to pass it to Ginn. Ginn's going to bring it down. Passes it back up top to Bean. Bean gets it back to Ginn. Is going to take it down. She's going to hand it off to Savage. Savage turns, shoots. She's going to be false. Foul goes to Savannah Hammock. That's going to be her first. Savage is at the line to shoot two.
They gave that to Bilber.
Well.
16 foul.
Libri's first. First shot up, good. Got to do something here, down 8. Savage second shot, good.
32-23, 2:45 remain.
Cullen passes underneath the Pearl. Pearl's going to turn, and this time it's going to go against Whitson on a foul. Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two. I think right now what we're seeing is if they'll take this ball inside, they'll foul them. Pearl's at the line to shoot two. First shot on its way. Good.
32-24. And Jana will get another. Number 11. Is that 11 or 10? 10 is out of there. Megan Whitson.
Second shot. Good.
32-25.
Bean's got the ball. She's pushing it down. She gets it to Ginn. Ginn passes underneath to Savage. She turns, cuts off, go up, and it falls in. She gets the bounce. Martin passed the ball all the way down the trail. Earl's open for a little jumper. She misses.
Big
and Kelly comes away with it.
She stole that rebound.
Martin gets it over to McClellan. McClellan gets it down to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in there.
But in. Now, let's see some defense, girls. 34 to 27, under
20. Oh, he almost let that go. Did you see that?
I saw a little bit of the end. That was Big Mac creating that one.
Bean, she stopped and took two steps, and he almost let it go. Ball invented to Bilber. Bilber gets it back to Big Mac. She's going to take it down.
And
here we go.
And it's a five with 1:45 to go. It's 34 to 29.
Gibbs got the ball. She's pushing off. Passes over to Bean on the right side. Bean passes inside to Savage. Savage is going to shoot in there.
Get over. You got just 36 to 29.
Big Matt McClellan's got the ball. He gets it back to Martin. Martin takes it down, and she's going to be fouled by either Savage again.
Well, we're going to be shooting 1+1.
That goes again. Again, that's going to be her third.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. See what impact it has on our defense.
Martin's at the line. She's going to shoot a 1-1.
Eat them all, kiddo.
First shot up. Good.
That makes it 36 to 30, and we keep hanging in there.
Yeah, we'll come out in third quarter and pull this game up. Take it one on his way. Misses it. It's going to be a long rebound to Whitson. Whitson gets it back down to Smith. Smith passes up to Bean. Bean passes long to Whitson. Savage gets it back to Smith. Smith's going to set it up.
Don't hand check, Santa.
Timeout on the Cavaliers. They got trapped up there, and the coach had to call a timeout.
Well.
Full timeout.
All right, let's go away, folks. We have 1:02 remaining in the second, so we'll be right back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks.
The Lady Cavaliers are going to have the ball beginning at this quarter. Smith got it. You walk.
Under a minute remaining.
Pritchett's coming in for Martin.
All right, we need at least one turkey before this half's over.
Sullen passes inside to Pritchett. Pritchett shoots, that's a nice. Pritchett comes back away with it. Savage finally gets it away from her, gets it to Whitson. Whitson throws it to Bean. Bean's running it down.
Got to come out.
Pass into Masters. Masters shoots, that's a nice. Pritchett's got this one. 30 seconds. She gets it to Hammock. Hammock drives in, shoots, that's a nice. Rebounds Masters.
Well, this last 10 seconds hasn't gone our way. We missed a pretty good opportunity down there on that breakaway.
That one against Tammy. I'm kind of, I'm wondering how she got that foul called on her.
Reaching in, I think.
They called her over the bag, but she didn't even have her hands over. I don't know.
Well, when you miss a shot like that, there's a tendency to foul, you know.
Masters at the line to shoot two. First one's good.
37 to 30, 23 seconds.
Second shot up, good.
She's a tall girl.
Mm-hmm.
A couple steps, and she's halfway down the court.
McClellan's going to take it in. At the line's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go through the Lady Cavaliers.
Why we can't avoid that? Oh. We continue to force it. That's one weakness we have, I'll tell you that. We do force it.
Ball inbound is to Smith. Gets it to Savage. Whoa!
No call.
No call on that. Gets it back to Smith. Back inside to Savage. It's going to go again.
Bilbrey gets called for a personal. And
it's going to be her second, and Savage is going to get the line.
4.5 seconds. They're going to put us down to 10 if we're careful.
This shot missed. Masters over the back. Nothing called.
Again over the back.
Pearl said, I'm taking that ball away from her. She gets it. That ball is going to go to Lady Bobcats, folks. We got a 1.1 second. Did they call a foul?
Yeah, they should have. She was on 10.
Call on 55 her second.
Okay. They have a second. Pearl at the line. First shot up, good.
Jana hadn't missed any of those tonight, Johnny, has she?
Hadn't missed any so far.
Well, I've just jinxed the second shot on its way. Count it. Oh, rebound Savage, but they're going to call her for over the back. Oh, no, she gets another shot.
Why? Somebody on the line, I think, and it had to be a Cavalier, a Lady Cavalier.
So Pearl's going to get her another shot here.
See, that one didn't count.
Shot up. Nope. Rebound Masters. Time up. So at the end of the second, two Lady Bobcats are still down, 31 to 38.
Well, we're going to have to dig in and start putting them in the basket. And in that quarter, let's see, we scored 17, and the Lady Cavaliers scored, what do they have now, 38?
Yep.
They scored 16, but that didn't put us ahead. So we're going to take this opportunity to break, pay some bills, and be back with Johnny's data and more.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks, here to Cookeville High School. Ross Gray, Delaney Hill Cross, and J-Man himself, Johnny Sells, bringing the action where one of the few times this season the Lady Bobcats find themselves on the short end of 38-31 score. And I will say Cookeville has been able to push it up to four, and our defense has had some major lapses there, I would guess. If my eyes don't deceive me. But we keep hanging in there, and all we need to do is have a breakout quarter, which we all know happen frequently.
A lot.
A lot, too. At any rate, Johnny, how about some data?
Okay, for the Lady Cavaliers, you have Megan Winston with 8, Sydney Beam with 9, Tanya Gwynn with 2, Heidi Smith with 3, Riley Masters with 6, and Courtney Savage with 10, for a total of 38. For your Pitt County Lady Bobcats, Tristan McClellan with 10, Courtney Fritz with 4, Janet Earl with 10, Alana Bibb with 5, you have Basie Martin with 1, and Kathy Cusick with 1, for a total of 31. Lady Bobcats down 31-38 to half, and you know where for quite some time, you know, during that second quarter, we had three of our starters sitting on the bleachers.
Right.
So, you know, maybe we'll come out in this third quarter. That's usually our quarter to come out and do some good, so hopefully we'll do that.
Usually when a starter sits down the second quarter, they're mad, and they know they're about to come up fired up.
The third and fourth quarter are the quarters that we tend to run away for those teams that aren't in great shape.
Yes, sir. You know, I want to commend the followers, the supporters, the fans for this Bobcat, Lady Bobcat team. You know, looking across the way there, we've probably got twice as many fans as what Churchill has here tonight. That just shows how much of the people in Pickett County love to watch this Bobcat team play basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of a passion, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
You know, he used to be really good like this a long, long time ago when they kind of slacked off.
Didn't
go where we went. We've had a really good team, boys and girls, in the last, several years, and our crowd just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I can attest to that. It has gotten the following followers has grown dramatically in the last 3 or 4 years, and it was kind of a gradual thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go back on what Johnny was talking about coming in the third and fourth quarter, how we always tend to come back fired up and everything. Looking back at the game we just played on the 29th.
Yeah, that was one of them.
In the third quarter, well, I'll tell you, at halftime we were 38. We come back at the end of the third quarter at 60, and we came back at the end of the fourth at 81.
Yeah, we put them in the hole in the last half.
And they didn't score. They were 42, then they went to 50 and went to 64. So we definitely came back out and said, okay, this is their ball game.
Right. We were actually down in that game at halftime by 4, 42-38. And after 3, we were up by 10, 60-50. And as Delaney said, we ended up 81-64. So in that last half, we outscored Clay County by a total of 44-19. So that could very well happen again here. I don't look for it to happen because this AAA team is tough. And they have a pretty good record. So,
you know, Johnny had mentioned earlier with this Cookeville team, how many different sports do they have here?
I talked to one of the athletic directors before the game. He said they had 25 varsity sports offered here at this school.
2,300 students. I guess a lot of those kids get a chance.
That is really, really good.
2,300 students is a large school, even by the traditions where I grew up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think of 2,300 students at a school. I mean, you go to one of these. What we talked about, was it Bryant College? They only have
700-900, whatever that means.
I can't remember how many that Brent had told us how many students that went to that college, even though it's a small college, but I mean they've got many students here that a college would have.
Three times as many.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that Brian Cross.
Oh,
you know what he's doing?
I know what he's doing.
He's going to eat them for you, I think.
No, he'll set them right here and I can't eat them because I'm getting them. The cheese will be cold. But it's the thought that counts. Wonder what he's getting me for Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Well, while the ladies eating and so on, I'm going to go ahead and give you the sponsorship for this basketball season. You have B&K Bio-Rack Grill.
Yeah, I had my list up too. Go ahead, Johnny.
Birdstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Pryor's Auto Spot, Jackson Sign, Brown Funeral Chapel, Brian Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing and Electric, Keller's Jewelry and Gifts. Don't get that cheese on my book, Delane. Dale Hollis Shell, First Baptist Church of Birdstown, and Dr. Terry Riley. That's the entire sponsorship for this year's basketball
season. Don't pour it into the mixer either.
you can listen to us next day broadcast on 100.9 WAMY Wayne out of Albany, Kentucky Stereo FM, and listen to WAMY for many, many years as a kid growing up there in Birdstown. Also, you can listen to us on the HRN Cable Channel 10 Live out of Oldham County each and every night that we bring these games to you. We'd appreciate you tuning in. Come on out the games. Enjoy some fun. Season's about over. We've got about three more seasonal games to play, and then we're going to district play. So this thing is wrapping up pretty quickly.
Thank you, Johnny. You know, in doing what little research there was to do on the Internet, the girls, the Lady Cavaliers, are in, what are they, District 6 of AAA, along with White County, Cumberland County, and Warren County. However, the boys, the Cavaliers, are in their district with those teams, but in addition, Ray County and Stone Memorial are in there. So that's I don't think I've seen that, at least not very often, where there is a different number of schools in the district for the girls as opposed to the boys. So, and the boys are, Cookeville are 18-6, 5-2 in the district, and the girls are 14-9 and 4-3 in the district. And as we said earlier, they have lost to Jackson County twice. So, you know, something has got to change out here. Because we should be leading the pack here.
You know, that's the thing that bothers me, Ralph, and I remember you saying that earlier, you know, before the game, is that, you know, that's what bothers me right there, is that beating Jackson County, I mean, I don't know. But you said, what was the scores on those games? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but it wasn't 1 or 2 points.
31-39, that was one of them low scores.
31-39,
Well, at any rate, we're getting ready to start here in the second half, and Pickett County will inbound it, and they trail by 7.
All right, here we go. This is their comeback quarter right here. Priscilla's got the ball. They've got Buck back in there.
We need some turkeys flying.
She's going to drive it down baseline, pass out, down low to Buck for 3. Oh, in and out, rebound Savage.
That doesn't bode well. Abby needs to put those in.
Oh, almost throwed away. And it is knocked out of bounds by your Lady Cavaliers. It's going to go back to the Lady Bobcats. You know, I was looking here at Abby Buck on her fouls. She hardly ever gets 2 or 3 fouls in the whole game.
Yeah.
And I already got 3 for the night. This is the third quarter. McClellan drives down, passes out to Pearl. Pearl's going to penetrate inside, pass up top to Preachett. Preachett's going to take it down.
Oh, no.
They call her for a charge.
That was not a charge.
That was not a charge, and that's going to be 3 against Preachett.
You know, I had the urge to take this water bottle.
Don't do it.
Well, you talk about a terrible call. Mm-hmm. That skinny old zebra better go eat so he can get some weight.
Ball pass into Whitson. Whitson gets it down to Smith. Smith pass it back to Bean. Bean pass inside to Savage. Savage going to take it in. He took an extra walk. Rebound going to be Bilbrey. Bilbrey gets it to McClellan. McClellan's running it down. Passes out to Prickett. Prickett's going to take it all the way down. Shoot! He misses, but it stays with the Lady Bobcats. Not that amount.
We are not hitting. We are not putting it in the hole in our normal way, and our percentages are down.
Pass inside to Preachett. Preachett goes up, shoots, nothing there. She's going to fight for her own rebound. Comes away with it. It's going to be Bean. Bean gets it to Ken. Ken takes it down, pass in the corner to Smith for 3 in there.
And they are hitting. 41-31. And now we better get it going.
They're calling this one out of bounds on your Lady Bobcats.
I didn't see it that way.
pass it into Bean. Bean gets it back to Whitson. Stolen away. Up top to Buck for three. Answer there, please. No, but rebound McClellan. She takes it back up. She misses, but she's going to be false.
She plays on the boards about 6 inches taller than she is.
It goes against Heidi Smith, her first. McClellan's at the line to shoot two. We're down 10 with 6:33 left in the third. Shot up. A little short in front of the rim.
We are not putting it in the hole. Somebody needs to step up, and tonight nobody's really stepped up.
Shot up. This one's good.
41-32.
Hammock coming in for Pritchett.
Five, no.
Ball inbounded to Smith. Gets it to Quinn. Quinn gets it back to Smith. Smith gets it all the way down to Meaton. Meaton passes down to Whitson. Whitson drives in. Shoots a little jumper inside. It's in there.
Breaking our back. They're down 11.
McClellan with it at the top of the key. Passes over to Hammock. Hammock gets it over to Pearl.
Don't hold it, girls. Move it.
Up top to McClellan. McClellan passes underneath, but it's going to be knocked away by Savage.
How do you keep forcing it in there?
Queen comes away with it. She's going to take it all the way down. Left her wide open.
This may be the night that we get our comeuppance.
McClellan's got it at the top. She's going to drive in. There's going to be a push and foul on number 21, Smith. That's going to be her second. They have got to take the ball inside. These girls, thank you. These girls are wanting to foul if they'll take it in.
But don't force it in.
Don't force it in, but drive in. Vilbury's got it. Gets it up top to Pearl. Pearl's got it.
Pull the trigger, girls.
Gets it to Hammock. Come on, guys. Setting it up. Gets it to McClellan. McClellan gets it to Buck. Buck back to McClellan. McClellan's going to shoot a three. In and out. Rebound Savage. Almost knocked away. Green comes away with it. She takes it all the way down.
You got to go out in front of her.
Down in the corner to Bean. Bean passes up to Whitson. Whitson's going to shoot another three. This time it's off. Buck gets the rebound. She gets it over to Hammock. Hammock to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive it down all the way in. Oh, misses that layup. Rebound Bean.
We are not
Bean passes to Whitson
tonight.
Lady Bobcats are going to come away with it. Gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock's open for three. Count it!
Turkey for Savannah, and that'll cut it to 10.
4:40 left in the third. Ben's got the ball. He's going to pass it all the way up to Bean.
Go out in front of her.
Bean's going to pass it down to Savage. Savage is going to shoot the score.
They've done that, that play I don't know how many times this game.
Hammock gets it over to Pearl up top on the left.
Don't hold it. Do something with it.
Takes it in up top to Bilbury. Bilbury gets it back to McClellan.
Don't
McClellan gets it out to Pearl. She's going to shoot a three. Count it.
Well.
Hey, we're down to nine. Bean's got the ball. She's going to get it to Savage. Savage almost throws it away. Green comes away with it.
Under 4 minutes now.
Gwen gets it to Bean, gets it to Savage. Savage's going to take it inside. Oh, she tries to pass it out.
That was a lucky foul.
Oh, and Hammock comes away with it. Oh, no, 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 no. Pearl's got it. Pearl's going to pass it to Buck. She's going to shoot. Oh, misses the shot, and Gwen comes away with it. Gwen's running it down. She's going to take it all the way in, lays it up, and then there's going to be a foul called on.
Well, like I say, we haven't been playing tonight. It's 49-38.
That goes against Alana Bieber. That's going to be her third. She's going to sit down and preach it in. Queens at the line. Shot up. No good. Rebound Hammock. Hammock gets it over to McClellan. Pass inside to preach it. Pritchett's going to take it in. Nothing called again. Pritchett stays after it. It's going to be a foul against number 11. Foul. That's going to be her first. Smith was going to say something to the ref, and he stuck his hand up and said, no, don't say nothing. Masters is going to come in for Savage. Ball passed into Beans. Beans going to pass all the way down to Masters. Masters gets it up top. Smith. Smith gets it over to Quinn. Smith's got it over on the left side. She's going to take it inside. Pass underneath. Switch, and she lays it in.
51-38. Might get much better down there, J-Ben.
No, it's not.
McClellan's going to drive in, shoot, score.
Next at 51-40.
Ball passed in to Bean. Bean throws it long to Smith. Smith takes it down, passes in to Masters. That should be a charge. Good.
I think he called the charge.
Yes.
Yeah, she clearly backed in.
The charge against Masters, her first. We need to make us a run right here. With 2:30 left in the third. Going to be a timeout, 30-second timeout on you Lady Bobcats. So with 2:31 left in the third, Lady Bobcats 40, Lady Cavaliers 51.
Well, all we need to do is get hot and quit missing those shots. I wish we had one of those computer recorders where we could not only see more data than we need to see, but we could follow the shooting percentages, as well as where we put the ball in. But we don't. So that's wishful thinking. Well, it's the Lady Cavaliers' ball, isn't it? No, it's
Lady Bobcat's
ball.
No, it's the Bobcat's, yeah. Here we go. Cleland's going to take it up to the top. Pass underneath. It's kicked out of bounds.
There again, we try to force it on a bounce pass. If it works, it's great. But chances are it won't.
McClellan again got it at the top of the key. Going to hand it off to Pearl.
Buck rotates.
Pearl passes inside to Hammock. And there going to be a foul. It'll be on Masters.
They'll make it 51-42.
That's going to be her second. You know, if we never get these girls in foul trouble, they only go 6 deep. What are they going to do with these other ones down there? They may have to start putting them in.
Yeah.
Hammock's at the line. She's going to get one. Shot up. Miss. Rebound Buck. Get knocked at the Pritchett. Pritchett's going to shoot a little jumper. In there. Here we go.
51-44. Down to 7. Under 2 minutes remaining.
Bean passes the ball long, out of bounds. It's going to go back to you, Lady Bobcats. Here's that run I was talking about.
I want to see it when it comes out on the other end.
It's coming. It's coming. I feel it.
1:45 to go.
Cleveland's got it at the top. She's going to drive it all the way down around the baseline. She's going to be blocked by Master. Green comes away with it. Passes long all the way down to Smith. Smith wanting her to take it. Smith's going to take it in. Pass underneath to Savage. Savage just turns and shoots.
Did that girl double dribble?
Pass underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in. And going to be a foul on Savage. That's going to be her third.
Well, Savage's a good ball player. She knows what to do with when she gets the ball right in there. With her back to the basket, she knows that spot and she puts it home. How many has she got, Johnny?
Pritchett's at the line. She's going to shoot two.
She's got
her shot
14.
Up. Good.
You said 14?
Yes, sir.
53-45, and Pritchett will put up another.
Shot up. Good. We've got Bibry coming in for
Pritchett. 7-point deficit. And nobody on the Cookville side wanted to go pass it in.
Who?
Who's he going to call it?
That's on Gracie Martin. Her first.
Well, somebody got pushed to the floor.
Well, he's got the ball. He's pushing it down.
Why do we guard it from the other side?
Take that. Oh, spins in and out. Rebound, Bibry. Bibry gets it to McClellan. McClellan's going to push it down all the way down to Furl. Furl shoots too hard. Knocked around. Quinn's down at it. He's got it. She comes away with it. Quinn's going to pass along over to Bean. Bean's going to shoot a three. That's going to be way off. Rebound Hammock. Slow down. 50 seconds left.
Don't force it.
Hammock's going to take it in. Shoot. Nope. She gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Knocked to the ground. Nothing called. Oh, Furl comes in. Knocks the girl in the head. In there. Count it. Count it for Furl.
Down to five. 53 to 48.
Bean gets the ball back to Smith.
Oh.
Oh.
Who is that?
Gracie Martin. Hey, let me tell you something. She may be short, but she's packed with dynamite.
She got her mouth busted, I'll tell you. This referee here.
Yeah, we don't like it.
Well, we've seen him a lot over the years.
Ball inbounded to Bean. Bean passes down to Whitson. Whitson goes in, lays it in.
They know how to use that glass backboard.
Ball passed all the way down to Furl. She shoots, and there's going to be a foul against number 11, Bean. That's going to be her second.
55 to 48 with 14.4 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
I do believe it's going to come down to the fourth quarter and fouls. Furl's at the line to shoot. First shot, good.
55 to 49. We were down by 7 at the half.
Second one, good.
And now we're down to 5 with 14 seconds. Don't let him get a basket and don't foul.
Ball inbounded to Bean. Bean passes it long to Smith. Smith hands it back to Bean.
I don't know if they know the clock.
Bean drives in. Oh, should be a charge. Are you kidding me? She was set for 2 seconds. Pitiful.
He's made a couple of those calls.
That goes against Solana. Dana Furl. That's her second.
Oh, come on.
Shot missed. All right, at the end of the third, your Lady Bobcats 50, your Lady Cavaliers 55.
So, we scored 19, they scored 17 in the third quarter. Well, at least we outscored them, but we're still 5 points in the hole as a result of the first quarter, actually. But let's go away. We'll be right back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
B&K Buy Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
I don't know why we expect them to miss those.
Look, got the ball passed. Print it back to Buck for a three. Oh,
nope.
That was off. That's going to be out of bounds on you, Bobcat.
Well, we're down by 8, and we're just 29 seconds into the fourth.
Trying to get the ball inbounded. They finally get it in to Gwynn.
No, same referee. Look at Smith.
You guys think, these refs think, that's going to be 3 on Pearl.
Throw me out. What a
terrible. I'm going to cry tonight. What's wrong with you? He's saving that for this quarter, I believe.
We're going to put the end, Johnny.
Gwynn's at the line for a shot. She missed. Gonna get one more.
Give him a heck.
Give him a heck, coach. Here we go.
59-50. They've scored. They've scored 4.
McClellan passes up top to Buck for 3. Oh!
Abby is not hitting them tonight.
That's gonna be rebound by Whitson. Oh, and he's stolen away. Pearl was open, but she lost control of it. She's still gonna turn. She laid in there.
59-52, 7 minutes remaining.
Ball to Mean. Mean passes up top to Smith. Smith's going to take it down.
Awfully high dribble.
Knocked out of bounds by McClellan.
6:51 remaining. It's 59-52.
They get the ball in to Whitson. Whitson gets it up top to Mean. Mean's going to drive in, get down in the corner to Quinn. She's going to shoot a 3 in there. I think that's the first shot she's made, ain't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. They're hitting them, and we're missing all of them. And that ball goes out of bounds off the rebound, and it will go over to Cookville.
The shot was made by Buck. She didn't hit anything. It was a mad ball.
Why do we guard them on the other side?
They get them all in to Mean. Mean's going to pass it over to Smith. Smith's going to take it in, pass underneath to Savage. You know, she just turned.
I know.
She just turns and shoots.
She knows.
Pass all the way down to Pritchett, back up top to Pearl. She's going to shoot a 3. Too hard. Rebound Pritchett.
Taken away
by Gwynn. Gwynn's going to pass all the way down to Smith for a 3. She misses it.
Well, we should have had the board.
5:54. She walks. Savage walks. She gets the ball inside and she walks. Going to be a timeout right here.
Well, we're suddenly down by 14 with 5:48 remaining. And with a 19-1 record, that may not last too many more minutes. But at any rate, Johnny, what are your thoughts?
You know, we're within 5, you know, just a few minutes ago. I thought, well, you know, we're fixing to pull it out, take the lead. If we can ever take the lead on this team, I think we'll have it made. But, you know, with 5 points to go in the fourth, it may be a hard thing to do here, you know, as much as we're down now.
We have to hit turkeys. We have to hit everything. Charities, 2-pointers.
And we've got to keep them from hitting.
That's what I was ready to address. I don't know about our defense. I've never seen it. So, sliced up. I mean, they just slice right through there. They get the ball into the big pivot girl. And she's one of the best I've seen this year playing that position.
Yeah.
And, look, Johnny, she has what, 16, 18 points?
So we're talking about number 55. She's
yes.
got 18.
Wow. She's a keeper.
Lady Bobcats with the ball. Get it down to McClellan. Half inside.
Good reaching right there.
They're not calling anything on them.
And we continue to try to force it in there. I'm not very pleased right now.
Yeah, they're going to call it for a hold. Yeah. All right, Long River just picked up her fourth.
They're going to shoot the one plus bonus. That's the 18th foul.
Savage at the line, first shot up, good.
15 points, 67-52. It's always possible, but not the way we've been playing.
Second shot, in and out. Rebound Pritchett.
She brings it all.
Take it down, pass it in to Pearl. Pearl's going to turn, no. Rebound Savage. Savage gets it out to Smith.
She's leading with her arm there.
Yeah. Smith gets it over to Bean. Bean passes it to Savage.
One on her.
Savage to Bean. 4:50 left in the ballgame, folks. Gets it up top to Wisdom. Wisdom back to Bean.
To run the clock, yes.
She gets it to Smith. Smith to Quinn. Quinn up top to Bean. Gets it to Wisdom.
See that? She was left wide open at the line there as she passed.
Oh, Abby.
And that's going to be her four.
And they're shooting.
Let's see. Alana Beaver's got four. Buck's got four. Fritchie's got three. Pearl's got three. Smith at the line. First shot up. No good. Rebound Bibber. Bibber gets it to Buck. Buck takes it in, and there's going to be a foul on 20, maybe. No, number 11, Bean. That's going to be her third.
Well, at least we're shooting now. That's the 17th foul, but we've got a 15-point. Hall with 4:28 remaining.
First shot up by Buck. Good. Second shot, good.
67-54. There's a timeout on the floor. I think. No, there isn't. We had some subs come in.
Ball inbounded to Bean. Bean gets it back to Whitson. Whitson takes it down to Quinn. Quinn gets it back up to Bean.
Yeah, they're running it down.
Yep. Bean over to Smith. Smith back to Bean.
See, wide open. Whitson. Wide open. And she didn't shoot, and I don't know who they called that foul.
Racing what? And what?
Well,
four?
She...
I've only got it for two.
Got it how many?
Well, I got it for three now. They've got it for four.
That's what I got it for. Three.
I'm going to circle one.
May have to object.
Whipping at the line. Shot up. No good. Rebound Hammett. Hammett gets it over to McClellan. He drives all the way down, scores. Timeout on Lady Bobcat. 3:55.
Short timeout at 67-56 with 3:55 remaining. And at the beginning of this quarter, we were only down 55-50. Then all of a sudden, we stretched it out to what seemed like an astronomical number. I don't remember what it was, but it had to be 17, 18 points, and now we got it back down to 11. So, Johnny, we need your magic 20-er.
Yeah, I don't know if we got a round of ways on this game or not, Ralph.
Oh, come on. Get Froggy's magic 20-er. Ready to go.
They're going to go into a man-to-man press right here.
Why did we guard them on the other side? Well, I guess we didn't send.
Wilson's got the ball. Oh, she went back and forth. Oh, fell in the way. Pearl's got it. Oh. Pearl's going to shoot. In there. Come on, guys. Don't lay down. That lady ain't hanging yet.
It'll cut it to nine.
We've got Bean with the ball. Bean passes over to Whitson. Whitson's going to double dribble. Yeah, can't do that. Right here. Come on.
67-58.
We need us a big three-pointer right here. Funnel's wide open underneath.
Oh. Well.
She misses that shot. Glenn comes away with it.
That's behind the back dribble, I noticed, a couple times by Glenn.
Pass down to Whitson. Whipping up top to Smith. Almost stolen away again. Bean saves it. Bean over to Quinn.
Revenge.
Stops her dribble. They're exhausted, guys. I have figured it out. They've walked back and McCullin gets it. She gets it down the front. Oh, my gosh. Don't. Are you kidding me?
Why? Is that extra energy?
They're exhausted. Lady Cavaliers are exhausted.
But they're also ahead by time.
Yeah, but they're exhausted. If we keep taking it in there, we got 250. Hey, this game is definitely not over yet. Not with our Lady Bobcats.
Myself and OT. Full time out. Let's go away and we'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks.
Quinn takes it down and lays it in. Cleland gets it up top to Bilber. Bilber's going to shoot a three. In there!
Turkey from Bilber. They'll make it 69-61 with 2:33 remaining. We need three more of those in the next minute.
It can happen. We've got the team that it can happen.
We need to change our ways. And by that, I mean, we need to play better in this last 2 minutes and 33 seconds than we've been playing tonight. I would say this is a pretty mediocre game for us, particularly from the shooting standpoint, but also from the defensive standpoint. Because Brookville has been able to slice and dice us and put it off the glass a lot throughout the game. And right now, Brookville seems to be taking the air out of it a little bit to run the clock. And if I was coaching them, I'd ask them to do that too.
Ball inbounding to me means going to throw it long to Smith.
See, they won't take it to the basket.
No. Queen's going to hand it off to Whitson. There's going to be a foul there.
Well, you know, with an 8-point lead, I'd be playing for that if it goes foul.
Yep. That goes against Big Mac McClellan. That's going to be her first.
And
we've got Whitson at the line.
They're putting her up for two.
Her shot, no good.
Well,
I place. Like it that they're missing, though. They've missed a lot, haven't they?
Yeah.
Take a shot, misses it. Pritchett comes away with the rebound. Pritchett's going to get it to Mark, but he's going to take it down. Locks it on her foot.
Unforced turnover.
Ball inbounded to Quinn. Going to be another foul on McClellan. That's going to be her second.
69-61. 3:10 remain. You know, turning the ball over like we did just a moment ago without a chance of putting it up.
Swigs at the line. First shot. Good. Got the ringer. The rolling ringer.
We're not going to be able to pull it out.
Second one up. This one she misses. Rebound Bilber. Bilber gets it to McClellan.
Three possession game. Get it across. Let's go.
Oh, come on, guys. You can't make that pass. We've seen it too many times tonight. They know. Quinn's got the ball. She's going to pass it long over to Bean.
Big Mac passed it right to a Lady Cavalier.
Gets it to Quinn.
Now what?
That's either going to go against Quinny or it's going to go against Pearl. Yep, Pearl. That's going to be her for us. So we've got Smith at the line, shooting two.
9 point hole with 1:45 remaining.
First shot up. Good.
10 point hole.
I've noticed that the Coosville crowd filled up a little bit for this Norwich game.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Second shot. Good.
And we're down by 11.
Sterling gets it back, but brings it back out. She's going to shoot a three. Nope, she's short on this.
Becky's
not on fire tonight.
She forced that one.
Then gets the ball, gets it over to Quinn.
She did the right thing, except she had to force it.
Going to be another foul on Big Mac. She's the only one that can foul right now, except him. She's not in. Yes, she is. Oh, she ain't.
Well, if she isn't in, how can she foul?
Yes, she can. Where is that? Oh, she's waiting to go in, I thought. First shot up by Quinn. She misses. Hammock's coming in.
Or
Buck.
It'll be interesting to see how these girls play on Friday night.
McClellan's got the ball. Gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to get back to Nick Mack. She dives in. She's left side. Going to be a timeout. Back down by 9 again.
With 1:10 remaining. This is a timeout. Full timeout, so let's go away and we'll be back, folks.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks.
Lady Cavaliers inbound the ball. Finally get it in to Bean. Bean takes it down, and there's going to be a reaching foul on Pearl. So she just fouled out. They've got her for four.
I had her for five.
I think that's where they're messing up on Gracie Martin and Jana Pearl.
They'll be back in the lineup for the Lady Bobcats. It's 10 points, 73-63.
First shot up, second 11. Shot. Here we go. McClellan's got the ball. Going to get it over to Hammock.
Oh.
Hammock gets it back to Bilbrey. Take it in. Bilbrey gets it to Fritchett. Fritchett's going to drive it in.
Double, triple teamed in there.
She gets her own rebound. And she's fouled by. I think that's going to be against Savage. That's going to be her fourth.
So Courtney at the line with 49 seconds. And 11 points deficit.
First shot, good.
10 points.
We like that 9-point range. Second shot, good.
Boy, she put those in the bottom of the hole. 74-65. We've got to guard them on the
They throw it out of bounds. 44 seconds. So we're out of bounds. Going to go back to you, Lady Bobcats.
Don't waste time.
Off the foot. He almost went the other way.
Times tonight you bounced it in there, forced it in there. You're lucky to retain it.
Ooh, get it in.
That was a quick count, I'll tell you what. But at any rate, we're still 9 points in the hole.
Ball long to Smith. Smith picks up your dribble to get it to Whitson. Whitson, it's going to be fouled by double zero. That's going to be Beans at the line. She's going to shoot two. First shot, good.
30 seconds remaining, and we're down to 10.
Second shot, nope, in and out. Rebound Pritchett. Pritchett gets it from McClellan.
McClellan
goes down.
Big Mac's not having a bad game, but she sure has forced the ball a lot, just like that shot. 14 seconds, we're down to 10. You think we're going to do it, Johnny?
Nope.
I believe this is it.
Count them off. Well, that's it. We lose by 10, so we lose our second of the year to AAA, and 75, they scored 20. And we scored 15 in that quarter. So our girls will fall to 19-2 overall and remain undefeated in the district. But right now, let's go away and pay some more bills, and you can get up and refresh that toddy, get another pit stop in there if you need to. But get back for the Bobcat game, which is coming right up. So don't you dare go away.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.